Introduction. Autocracy, Inc. All of us have in our minds a cartoon image of an autocratic state. There is a bad man at the top. He controls the army and the police. The army and the police threaten the people with violence. There are evil collaborators and maybe some brave dissidents. But in the 21st century, that cartoon bears little resemblance to reality. Nowadays, autocracies are run not by one bad guy, but by sophisticated networks relying on kleptocratic financial structures, a complex of security services, military, paramilitary, police, and technological experts who provide surveillance, propaganda, and disinformation. The members of these networks are connected not only to one another within a given autocracy, but also to networks in other autocratic countries and sometimes in democracies too. Corrupt, state-controlled companies in one dictatorship do business with corrupt, state-controlled companies in another. The police in one country may arm, equip, and train the police in many others. The propagandists share resources. The troll farms and media networks that promote one dictator's propaganda can also be used to promote another's, as well as themes. The degeneracy of democracy, the stability of autocracy, the evil of America. This is not to say that there is some secret room where bad guys meet as in a James Bond movie. Nor is our conflict with them a black and white binary contest, a Cold War 2.0. Among modern autocrats are people who call themselves communists, monarchists, nationalists, and theocrats. Their regimes have different historical roots, different goals, different aesthetics. Chinese communism and Russian nationalism differ not only from each other, but from Venezuela's Bolivarian socialism, North Korea's Yuche, or the Shia radicalism of the Islamic Republic of Iran. All of them differ from the Arab monarchies and others, Saudi Arabia, the Emirates, Vietnam, which mostly don't seek to undermine the democratic world. They also differ from the softer autocracies and hybrid democracies, sometimes called illiberal democracies, Turkey, Singapore, India, the Philippines, Hungary, which sometimes align with the democratic world and sometimes don't. Unlike military or political alliances from other times and places, this group operates not like a bloc, but rather like an agglomeration of companies, bound not by ideology, but rather by a ruthless, single-minded determination to preserve their personal wealth and power. Autocracy, Inc. Instead of ideas, the strongmen who lead Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, Venezuela, Nicaragua, Angola, Myanmar, Cuba, Syria, Zimbabwe, Mali, Belarus, Sudan, Azerbaijan, and perhaps three dozen others, share a determination to deprive their citizens of any real influence or public voice, to push back against all forms of transparency or accountability, and to repress anyone at home or abroad who challenges them. They also share a brutally pragmatic approach to wealth. Unlike the fascist and communist leaders of the past who had party machines behind them and did not showcase their greed, the leaders of Autocracy, Inc. often maintain opulent residences and structure much of their collaboration as for-profit ventures. Their bonds with one another and with their friends in the democratic world are cemented not through ideals, but through deals. Deals designed to take the edge off sanctions, to exchange surveillance technology, to help one another get rich. Autocracy, Inc. also collaborates to keep its members in power. Alexander Lukashenko's unpopular regime in Belarus has been criticized by multiple international bodies, the European Union, the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, and shunned by its European neighbors.